North Korea said that it is prepared for both dialogue and confrontation with the United States, but it also said it would view any attempt by Washington to seek UN sanctions as a green light to a war. Today's statement termed last week's talks in Beijing involving U.S., North Korean, and Chinese diplomats fruitless, but said they did not end in a complete rupture. As the Bush administration considers the best way to deal with North Korea's nuclear ambitions, the economic situation in the isolated Stalinist state continues to deteriorate. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from the Chinese border with North Korea.
Sitting in a private upstairs dining room of a local restaurant, 51-year-old Mrs. Kim tucks into a plate of spicy beef. She waits until the waitress has left the room before she starts to tell of her latest trip across the border into North Korea. She doesn't want her real name used because she, like many ethnic Koreans in this part of China, has relatives inside North Korea whom she's allowed to visit every few months to deliver food. Mrs. Kim says that on her last visit a month ago, she noticed a drastic downturn in the economic situation.
They literally have nothing to eat. When I arrived, that day we got all the extended family together, 24 people from 6 families, and they ate well that day for the first time in months. Normally their eyes are completely sunken, but that day they ate until their eyes popped out of their heads.
People like Mrs. Kim provide a lifeline for their relatives inside North Korea. She's also an important source of information about what's going on inside the world's most isolated state, such as the price reforms implemented by Kim Jong-il last year to try to improve the desperate state of the North Korean economy. The economy has been rocked for a decade by economic mismanagement and natural disasters, which have left North Koreans among the worst nourished people on earth. Mrs. Kim says the latest reforms have failed completely. All they've done, she says, is increase prices for ordinary foodstuffs and add to the hardship.
When I was there last November, it cost around 35 won for 1 pound of rice. When I went back last month, the price was 3 times as much. That's 1/10 of the average monthly salary. Even if there is rice available, how can people afford that?
Mrs. Kim's husband sits shaking his head sadly. He's a doctor who helps North Korean refugees when they flee across the Tumen River into China. He says the refugees he's seeing now are in a worse physical state than in recent years. And he adds, it's like the second wave of famine, hitting those weakened already by the famine of 1994-96.
In the mid-90s, there was direct starvation. People suddenly had no food at all because of the natural disasters, and they literally starved to death. Now they have a tiny, tiny bit of food, not really enough. So it's actually indirect starvation. They are so weakened that they easily catch diseases such as TB or pneumonia, and they died from those.
The doctor says he knows of one North Korean family so desperate that the father put rat poison in their daily rice and grass soup and killed the whole family, saying it was the only way out. As well as the economic downturn, this couple, with their extensive contacts inside North Korea, say there is another gradual change going on there. They say that many North Koreans do not now believe their government's propaganda that the reason for all their woes is the United States and its policies towards North Korea. Even some party officials, they say, now know that it's their own government, the government of Kim Jong-il, that is responsible. But that's not a statement that everyone in the border region agrees with. A trader calling himself simply Mr. Park welcomes a foreign visitor to his small apartment. He regularly does business across the border and says it's hard to make any money now. He agrees the economic situation has deteriorated badly in the last year in North Korea and that people simply don't have any money to buy the grain he used to sell. But he says there are still plenty of North Koreans who believe their government and see the food shortages as a hardship to be overcome on the way to defeating the American imperialists.
Most North Koreans think U.S. would definitely attack them, and they are on a permanent war footing. All the peasants are being trained and readied for war. North Korea is totally different from Iraq. There's no way North Koreans would welcome U.S. troops like the Iraqis did.
Park says if you look among the refugees who escaped to China, there are very few men coming over now, only women. All men, 17 years or older, he says, are being called up to the army, ready to fight the United States. Rob Gifford, NPR News, on the China-North Korean border.